Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
And we welcome Clint Arthur to the program. Good morning. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Clint Arthur's question or premise is, what if you had only a year to live? I'm not sure I get this. What do you do about this concept?
The members of our program, organization, experience, whatever you want to call it, are looking to achieve more urgency and power in their lives. And the way they do that, and the way they break through clutter and procrastination, fear, doubt, is to act as if they only have 1 year left to live. See, what happened to me was, after I graduated from the Wharton Business School, I moved out to California to pursue my dream of becoming a filmmaker, like my idol, Spike Lee. And after 10 years of pursuing that dream, I found myself broke, deep in credit card debt, driving a taxi to survive, and terrified I was never going to be able to turn my life around. And that set about a series of events that brought me face to face with a crippled old white man whose skin had turned black as coal. And he said to me, "You don't know it yet, but you're already dead." And I thought about what that man said and kept thinking about it because I didn't understand it. And then it came to be New Year's Day. I sat down to write my list of goals like I do every year on New Year's Day. And that year I said, "Hey, what would you want to do if this was going to be the last year of your life?" And when I asked myself that question, then the miracle started happening. Then the goal that I had always had of writing my book about what I learned about the wisdom, the business secrets at the Wharton Business School, that was a 10-year procrastination, and I wrote that book immediately. I built a factory for my company. I had a gourmet food business at that point. I'd been procrastinating building that factory for almost 7 years. I had gained so much weight at that point in my life. I was 236 pounds at that point. That year, I lost 40 pounds without joining a gym, changing my diet, or hiring a trainer. And most importantly, my marriage was on the rocks. And that year, during the first time I lived the last year of your life experience, my wife and I were able to get into counseling and renew our commitment to our marriage together. And this year, in February, we'll be celebrating 10 years together.
Okay, Clint Arthur, quite a series of achievements. But, I mean, did you go around telling people that year that you had a year to live?
No. It's not like you're going to lie to people. It's not like you're going to tell people that you only have a year to live, but what you will tell people is that you're participating in a self-help experience called the last year of your life, and that you and other people in the community are acting as if you only have 1 year left to live. And the people in the community participate with it with one another on our website inside the members area. We have like a community blog where people can participate and share experiences with each other and hold each other accountable and inspect one another's list of achievements and celebrate when we win, which is a very important part of getting the most out of any year.
Do you start this then with your followers or adherents every New Year's Day? I mean, do you do it specifically for a calendar year? It doesn't really matter. You could start May 1st and have a year to live.
You could. We have people who join our community in December and January because I find that most people are willing to change their lives, are willing to take steps like New Year's resolutions, but this is like New Year's resolutions on steroids. So we allow people to join the community in December and January, and we have different ways you can do it with the book, with the online program, with the mastermind teams, and those are all available for you to check out at our website, lastyearofyourlife.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we're talking with Clint Arthur, lastyearofyourlife.com, but, I mean, really, what's different about this? I mean, most people make New Year's resolutions and they break them by the third week of January if they last that long. I mean, why would you keep going with this just because you're saying, oh, it's the last year to live when it isn't necessarily the last year you're going to live?
That's the power of it all. Most people do break their New Year's resolutions by the end of January. And when you're living the last year of your life, when you're with a community of like-minded people who are holding each other accountable, inspecting each other, celebrating our wins together, and then following an organized program of what is it that you can do to experience everything that's possible for you as a human being. We have a very specific syllabus of subjects that we follow, including how to love yourself more, how to appreciate yourself more, what it's like to be a leader, mm-hmm. what it's like to be truly joyful in your life, mm-hmm. how to get the most out of your spirituality. There's each week we have a different topic that we focus on together. And in that way, we can move through the last year of our lives in a completely different and much more aware kind of a way, okay. not sleepwalking so much the way normal people do.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. It's sort of like you're grafting onto this project, if you will, the group dynamics of an organization such as Weight Watchers or maybe even AA or something like that.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities to 12-step organizations because there are great things to be learned from 12-step organizations. But this is a great organization, a great way to take yourself out of your normal, everyday sleepwalking type of a thing so that you can bust through your barriers, so that you can bring out what's truly special about you as a person and hopefully to accomplish everything on your bucket list and to bring out what's special about you as an individual so that you can create your legacy while you're having the most fun that you've ever had. Because really, it's about those two things, bringing out what's special about you and having the most fun possible.
TheLastYearOfYourLife.com is where you can find information. Clint Arthur joins us. So how long have you been doing this now, or with other people, I mean?
2011 is going to be the fourth time that I lived the last year of my life. Okay. I've been pretending to be dying of a terminal disease, if you will, for 4 years now.
I see.
Not that I'm lying to anyone or telling them that I'm going to die from cancer. I'm not. But I am acting as if it's going to be the last year of my life. Now, for the members of the program, for the normal participants, I believe that this is a one-year experience. And at the end of the year, there is a death ritual and a rebirth ritual. And after the rebirth ritual, I have the people in that heightened state of awareness to envision what it's like Ooh. To create your five,
you mean
your ideal life.
At the end of the year, you kill them and bring them back. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to be able to feel like at the end of the last year of your life, that you have had a complete experience. And so I've created this death ritual experience and then a rebirth experience.
But man,
and then,
okay, go ahead.
And then I have the people envision what it's like to live your ideal life. Like, what would be your ideal of what car you're driving or where you're living or what work you're doing. And then that becomes like a 5-year goal, a program sure. for you to work on after the last year of your life.
Here's the big question. Has anybody ever died while they were doing this?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this year, the youngest member of our program was 33 years old, and he went to sleep on October 28th and did not wake up. And he passed away from natural causes, and it's a very sad thing. But the great thing is that he was living as if it was going to be the last year of his life anyway. He was going full out. And in the process of doing that, he was able to get so much more out of his life this year than if he had just been going through his normal day-to-day existence. And the truth of the matter is that people do not quit smoking or lose weight or concentrate on the relationships that are important to them the way they should if they only could realize that we don't know when is going to be our last day. If you think about the actress Brittany Murphy, who passed away on December 21st, a year ago. She was only 32 years old. And think about the plans that you have, you, the person who's listening right now. You have plans for New Year's Eve. Brittany Murphy had plans for New Year's Eve that she never got to achieve or participate in. And none of us knows when our time is going to come. And what the purpose of the last year of your life is for us to break out of the sleepwalking type of existence and to really appreciate every single day as if it could be our last, and to appreciate the opportunities that we have to accomplish things this year that we may or may not get to fulfill on. But the point is that with a period of time of 1 year, you can accomplish so many things. It is amazing what you can accomplish in 1 year's time if you just focus and act as if it's going to be your last.
I noticed one of your examples you give is Steve P. achieved 1 year of sobriety. Again, it's an unusual question, but what occurs to me is, if it was the last year of your life and you like to drink, you often say, well, you know, if I only had extra, I'd drink again. I mean, how is that a motivation, you know, for sobriety?
It's interesting. I mean, people want different things in their lives. Like, I was talking to a woman about this. She was like 82 years old, and she goes, well, it's obvious to me what I would want in the last year of my life. And I'm like, well, what is that? And she goes, well, I would be focusing on my spiritual aspects of my life. And for every person, it's going to be different. Steve P., I asked him, Bob, I said, what is the greatest thing that you got out of being a member of this experience? And he said, I never could have achieved a year of sobriety if I had not been doing the last year of my life. Now, personally, this year was a year, and the first year, I may add, that I did not use marijuana. I was completely free from using marijuana this year, and it was awesome. It was the best thing that I've ever done in my life, was to not use marijuana, and I did it with the power of the last year of your life.
Hmm.
And people can harness this experience and this power to accomplish anything that they want to set their mind to. It's amazing.
The last year of your life.com, Clint Arthur, program leader. I thank you very much for joining us on the morning show.
Well, thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. And I want your listeners to find out more information. I have 20 free videos for them at lastyearofyourlife.com, 20 free videos that they can get, and more information about the program and the book and all the different ways that they can participate. And I would encourage everyone to live 2011 as if it is going to be your last year, and you will get so much more out of it. And thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Clint. Take care.
Take care.